At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into Players Only. Thursday nights at 6 o'clock on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's the bad boy from Bayonne.
Chiefs do such a great job of pre-snap movement, shifts, and motions to declare what the defense is doing.
Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danon Hughes.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building, Players Only, like we are each and every Thursday evening during the Chiefs season. I am Danon Hughes, and I am in here solo again this week, and just happy to be here after another Chiefs win. Again, the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7695. You can follow me on Twitter /X at DAHughesGuy83. On Instagram at Danon Hughes. And I'm here with my man Julio with the Tulio back there in the booth. Happy to be here after another Chiefs win. We got four quarters in this show. Be here for an hour and we'll cover a lot of bases. I want that phone line, the phone lines to open up. I want the text lines. I want all of the fuel from the Chiefs Kingdom, from the fans. I want to hear from the fans. We got the hot fire, spitfire takes coming up in the second quarter. And then we'll tackle all the texts and phone calls in the third quarter. But this first quarter of the show, we got to recap the huge win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I say huge win. I know there are a lot of fans out there that like think, okay, this was an NFC opponent, a team that may not make the playoffs. Yeah, it was sexy leading up to the game because you got Baker Mayfield going against Patrick Mahomes. They came in having lost two games in a row, 3 of 4, 4 of 6, and maybe they weren't up to the standard as far as an opponent coming in to Arrowhead. The game, I want to say the line leading into the Buccaneers game had ended at 9.5, and I'm not a betting person, but I would venture to believe that most people, although we would have thought we would win, most people probably wouldn't have bet the Chiefs to win by 9.5 because that's just not something that we do. We haven't really covered spreads during this stretch being undefeated. And I, if anybody would have asked me, I would have told you that it was going to be a tough game, knowing that the Buccaneers coming in, first of all, we know that we are the Super Bowl for every team. We know that going in. Every team, I don't care what they say, the politically correct statements that they make, the cliches that they speak during the week in press conferences. As a player in that locker room, when the schedules came out back in May and then leading into the season, you are looking ahead, not looking over, guys. You always are focused on the teams that you're playing and the matters at hand, week one, week two, week three, etc. But you don't look over teams, but you do look ahead to teams. You look ahead to primetime games. You look ahead to bye weeks. You look ahead to specific opponents. You look ahead to specific matchups. better believe back in the 90s, I knew when we were playing really good corners. I knew when we were playing on Monday Night Football, or Thursday Night Football, or Sunday Night Football. I knew when we were playing a rival. I knew when we were playing a team that I hated, or maybe like the Indianapolis Colts after the 95 season, or the Denver Broncos after the 97 season when they ousted us in the playoffs, the Buffalo Bills every season of my career because we lost to them in the AFC Championship my rookie year. You know all of that. So you got to believe that Todd Bowles, Baker Mayfield, unfortunately, they didn't have Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, and you had Levante David on the field. You had all of these veterans, guys that were part, some of them were part of the Super Bowl win that beat the Chiefs. Some of them weren't, but they had pointed out on their calendar, they circled on their schedule that they knew they were coming to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium to play the two-time defending champs. Having said that, we handled business because, again, the old adage remains true. I learned it when Marty Schottenheimer was here, and it remains true in the NFL especially. Win the games at home, beat the teams you're supposed to beat. And that's a recipe for success. And so when the Bucs are on the schedule and we know we're playing two consecutive home games on Monday Night Football with several weeks away and a bye in between, that this was essential for us to stay the course and then just continue to keep our foot down on the gas pedal and let the entire NFL know who we are, what we're about, and that we mean business every single week and we're not going to let up. Now, it was tighter than we expected. There were aspects of the game that even interviewing players in the locker room, what I love about this team is that they're never fully content. Like, there's no situations like the Raiders last year when they were here on Christmas Day smoking cigars in the locker room. You're never going to see that with this Chiefs team. I don't care what regular season game we're playing, who we win, if we go to Buffalo next week and we win up there again, you will not circle the stadium twice. You will not see guys smoking a cigar in the locker room. Heck, you won't even see Instagram posts of elation in the locker room. It is about the business at hand. So that's what I appreciate. I mentioned the last couple of weeks, my job as the color analyst is to go down to the locker room, interview a couple of players after the game. And fortunately, every game this season has been a win. So at the times when you think that these guys would be the happiest and there might be some of that extracurricular talk and joy and elation and maybe a little, guys being a little bit reckless with their mouths or their talking or their speech, there's not. There's just about, it's about the business. And so I want to go to the interviews that I had this past weekend. I had two interviews. The first one was with Trent McDuffie right after the game. Great to hear from one of the top shutdown corners in the game. But listen to how he's speaking with me and the matter-of-fact nature and the business kind of tone that he has after a big win in overtime. Here with Trent McDuffie. Trent, huge, huge win on Monday Night Football. How big was it for you guys to play the way you played, to have the resilience that you showed, and then the offense to come through at the end?
Yeah, man. I mean, it wasn't perfect by all means, you know. Disappointed that at the end of the game, defense couldn't stop and just end the game when it could. But got to give it to the offense, you know. Overtime went down, scored huge. And I think the biggest thing I saw today was just everybody stuck together, you know. I let up a touchdown. I was disappointed. My boys picked me up, said it's a long game. It's a long season. Keep going. And that really shows a lot of character about this team.
How big is it when you talk about that togetherness and that mindset? Like, there was a little bit of a lull in the third quarter, but it doesn't ever seem like you guys get outside of yourselves. Yeah, you might give up a drive here and there, and I know you guys have high expectations for yourself, but when you have that kind of camaraderie and that mindset, I mean, how big is it that you know the game is going to be 60-plus minutes at times, and yet you guys still stay even keel?
Yeah, I think it goes back to just training camp coaching. Just the philosophy that Coach Reed has just instilled in us, that the down-to-down mindset, you know. Next rep, next rep, next rep. Don't dwell on the things in the past. Don't dwell on what happened in the play before, and really just continue to support each other. You know, I feel blessed to be a part of this locker room because everybody in here truly cares and supports for each other. And I think that's been a big success for us these past 2 years and something that I've seen and just be able to sit back and really just be appreciative of.
Some people might say when you play on Monday Night Football, your only game in town, everybody's eyes are on you. Maybe on the other sideline, it's huge because they're playing a two-time defending Super Bowl champs, but each and every week, it seems like you guys are just about, it's week nine. Is that the mindset when you're playing on this stage, or do you feel like there's more to it?
Nah, man. I mean, you do a good job at just blocking out the outside noise, you know. We come to work each and every day with the mindset of just getting better, and that's something that I've been able to be a part of. That's been huge for me personally, and it's definitely just a week-to-week mindset, you know. We always call it a faceless opponent, and you got to just keep working, keep stacking, because it's the middle of the season, and I hope that we're not playing at our best, and we want to play our best when it comes to playoff time.
Excellent points that he made. Such a young player, and yet still having that veteran mindset. And what was really cool about that, and the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7695. What was cool about that is, like, I envisioned and I had seen, and I'm sure we can pull up on the internet, other teams who played on primetime, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, will play on the holidays as we come upon Thanksgiving and Christmas. And they will be outside themselves in joy about playing on that stage. And this was huge for our organization. Everybody's watching, and there'll be guys high-fiving in the background, and you may hear music blasting and guys dancing around. And it's all about a win on that specific occasion. Not necessarily just about the win, about being on that occasion. This is overtime on Monday Night Football at home, and yet a guy as young as Trent McDuffie is talking like it's just another regular game. Now, that's not the bright, shiny coin, and it's not necessarily anything that they're gonna show on ESPN or on Fox Sports as far as, like, really great interviews and something that everybody needs to watch, because that's not what we're about. And it's really cool to see a young guy have that mindset. And if you can envision his facial expressions, his body language being so even keeled as I'm sitting there talking to him, some of the things I'm trying to ask, I'm trying to get him riled up a little bit to show some excitement, but they are just about the business at hand. I also got a chance to talk with Joshua Uche, who was the newly acquired trade from the New England Patriots. Came in less than a week. It was a factor in the game, had a few rushes and pressures on Baker Mayfield, was also involved in special teams. Got a chance to talk to him as well.
Here with Joshua Uche. Josh, yeah, I mean, this is a great experience. Obviously, your first opportunity here and coming through with this big win. How big is it to be able to be a part of something special like this?
You know, it's amazing. It's a great feeling just to be in the trenches with my brother, seeing how they respond to adversity, and just coming out with the win, man. I mean, just to watch, you know, Mahomes work his magic, everyone come together, make it happen, D-Hop doing this thing, you know, and it just feels good.
Yeah, it's interesting because what I've noticed with the influx of new guys, whether it's through free agency or trades or what have you, it seems like there's an immediacy in regards to the embracing of the brotherhood. And you mentioned, you know, being out there with your brothers. You come out, it's been a short week for you, but you're able to be integral on special teams as well as defense and just contributing to this win, even with that short time here in Kansas City.
Yeah, just trying to get in where I fit in and do whatever it takes to help the team win. And it's just about improving each and every week, earning the trust of my teammates, the trust of my coaches, and the love from the fan base. And just trying to build on that each and every week and just continue to get better.
Yeah, this is your fifth year in the league, and obviously you were part of something different. What stood out about what's done here in the Chiefs Kingdom with this Chiefs locker room, this undefeated team, that maybe has opened your eyes up or you recognize that there's some greatness here?
It's a family atmosphere, just from the coaching staff, from Coach Spags to Coach Reed to the linebackers, to everybody. It's like a family, a big family. And, you know, you build that trust in one another, and you're playing for your brother next to you and beside you. And you see it translate from the meeting room onto the field. And it's a beautiful thing to come out here on Monday night and watch it come to fruition with the win.
huge for him. I know it's a different environment, and even though up in New England they won multiple championships, six championships with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, those were several years ago. They always talk about the Patriot way. You kind of feel like maybe some of the aspects of what we're experiencing here in Kansas City is similar in just being matter of fact. But you have to believe, and I'm telling you from experience of being in the locker room, culture affects you. It affects you. It's something that permeates through the locker room. It's something that's contagious. And I guarantee you, if we were one of those teams that were jumping around and dancing and, super overly excited about a win, you would hear a different tone from him because that would be contagious as well. So you can tell the immediacy of the impact of our locker room and how Joshua is talking in the locker room. It's just he's adopted it already, that it's a matter of fact, it's a brotherhood. And I thought that was so special that in a time and day where you are a grown man with a family that got changed, and there are people out here that are listening, Julio, that they had jobs that changed and they had to move across the country for their various corporations or companies or what have you, and it took a while for them to get connected. And you have a guy this young, 5 years in the league, that gets pushed out from New England, traded to Kansas City. Yes, it's an upgrade because we're a winning organization now. And then thrust into the fire, not just into the locker room of a winning organization, but then to play several days later on Monday Night Football. And yet he's already adopted the culture immediately. That tells you a lot about Brett Veach, the scouting department, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, how they embrace guys. When you hear somebody speak like that this quickly, it tells you a lot about this organization. So, yeah, we got a big win. We're 8-0. The Buccaneers was a team we were supposed to beat, and we wind up beating them. Yes, it took a little bit more than 60 minutes, but sometimes it's just going to be like that. All right, that's the end of the first quarter. When we come back, remember, we got the Hot Fire Spitfire takes coming up in quarter two. We'll tackle those next.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Mahomes in the shotgun. Kareem Hunt, the running back, goes in motion to set up a strong side. And now Mahomes looking right. Now the back of the end zone caught. DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the Chiefs kingdom. Your first kingdom touchdown. Kansas City set up with an incredible 35-yard catch in the middle of a circus. And he catches 8 yards deep in the end zone. And the Chiefs take a 9-7 lead.
One of the great plays of Monday Night Football to find D-Hop in the back of the end zone. The run game was on point. The passing game was on point. Travis Kelce breaking his own records as far as how many catches he had in a game. Great to be a part of on a somewhat sloppy evening with the weather as it was, and you know the abilities and the opportunities that the Buccaneers made it as a tight game, driving the field at the end. Of regulation or close to the end of regulation to tie the ball game. But coming out with the win was huge. But then seeing the emergence of the guys who will likely carry us through the rest of the season was even cooler. So, again, this is Players Only, and I am Danon Hughes. Follow me on Twitter at DAHughesGuy83 and on Instagram at Danon Hughes. This is the second quarter, which means hot fire, spit fire takes.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Because I spit hot fire.
Woo! I'll call me super hot boy, 100 degrees, leather jacket, because I'm super hot, boy. Oh!
All right, the text lines are open, 913-586-7695. If you got any hot fire, spit fire takes, shoot them my way, and you will get some airtime. Julio, I got a couple ones that came to my mind today. And, I'm going to lean on you. You can be as generous as you'd like. You can be as harsh as you'd like. Our guy, Sean Barber, is not here to sway you. He didn't slide any money under the door to you to besmirch my name and to throw shade on my game. So I'm just going to come as strong as I can right now in my 8-0 mindset for where we are with the Chiefs. All right. So my first Spitfire take, I'm going to talk about the MVP. We are almost at midway through the season as far as the Chiefs games. We are 8-0. There's 17 games in the regular season. After this week, we will just be beyond the halfway point of the season. It's okay to start talking about the MVP and where we're standing right now. Now, there are some people out there that will say there are other players that should be ahead of Patrick Mahomes, but I'm going to take this time right now to make my argument. I watch Law & Order. I watch Law & Order SVU. I watch all the CSIs. I watch all of that. I am a junkie for that type of television, so I know I can be like Jack McCoy on Law & Order and be able to present my case in a strong fashion. This is the MVP, not the MOP. If you guys are not familiar, when you watch March Madness, when you watch conference tournaments in basketball, they dub the MOP, Most Outstanding Player. At the end of March Madness, when you have the Luther Vandross song and you have all the highlights from March Madness, then they announce who the MOP is. In the NFL, it is not the MOP. MOP, Most Outstanding Player. We are talking about the MVP, which is the Most Valuable Player. I'm going to make an argument that Patrick Mahomes is the most valuable player, and here's why. If we are fast-forwarding one point, if we are fast-forward to the end of the season and Patrick Mahomes is undefeated, or in a loaded AFC when you're talking about the strong teams being strong, the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals, maybe the Jets make a resurgent. There are several teams that will be at, there's obviously got to be seven teams that make the playoffs. So there's going to be strong teams there. And we are sitting atop of them significantly with maybe at week 14 or week 15, the ability to rest our starters because of what we've done up to that point. That's valuable. Now, outstanding wise, if you look at Jaden Daniels, okay, Jaden Daniels at this point, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 1,945 yards passing. Josh Allen, over 2,000 yards passing right now, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. You can make an argument for him. Lamar Jackson, 2,379 yards passing, 20 touchdowns passing, 2 interceptions. And then he's run the ball exceptionally well, over 500 yards with 2 touchdowns as well. Makes a strong case. Jared Goff, 1,840 yards passing, 14 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Derrick Henry, if we want to go against the grain and say a running back could be a guy, I think he's one of the guys that's mentioned. 1,052 yards right now, 6.3 yards per carry, 11 touchdowns on the ground for him. Those are quality names. And any one of them, to me, if we were in the Final Four and talking about March Madness, would absolutely qualify as the MOP, Most Outstanding Player, based on those numbers. But when you talk about value, you look at the team, you look at the success, and then you have to answer to yourself, would this team be as successful or even remotely close to being successful without this person? Would this team be able to, in a pressure-packed season, going for your third run at a Super Bowl, trying to break history, break records in history, make history in winning 3 consecutive Super Bowls, and then, even though we're supposed to only focus on this season, you have to take the body of work in totality. That's what I believe as well. And Patrick Mahomes, if we get to the promised land, and you're talking about Patrick Mahomes in his 8th season in the NFL, 7th season starting, will not have not played at least in the AFC Championship and will have played in multiple Super Bowls, that brings value. Now, those are the little caveats at the end, maybe a little fine print that you would add to it. But to me, value is different than outstanding. This might not be an outstanding season for Patrick Mahomes when everything is said and done. Again, but last week he threw for 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. We might be on the upward trajectory in regards to him correcting things for the season and getting those interception numbers down and getting the touchdown numbers up. But let's say he's not able to catch statistically any of those other guys, and they are the bright, shiny coins that stand out while Patrick Mahomes is sitting in the wings undefeated or with 1 win up by two games on everybody else, significantly the number 1 seed when we don't even end the season for 2 weeks. He is the most valuable player. That's my argument. This is why we can't get nowhere as a people. This is why we don't there's no togetherness in this world because of people like who you, Julio. I did all that for that. All right, let me see what we got on the text line. Mahomes' stat line is average. 8-0 is clearly a reflection of coaching, not Pat. Swap him for Josh Allen and the Chiefs would still be winning. The Bills would stink with good stats. Okay, there's an argument. To me, that's still an outstanding versus a valuable. Valuable is valuable. Patrick Mahomes coming back on the field after suffering the ankle injury in a tight game on Monday Night Football, that's valuable. Not saying that we don't have any confidence in Carson Wentz. We've seen backup quarterbacks be able to carry this team and carry the load for times while Patrick was hurt. Doesn't mean that lessens his valuability in regards to this team and this team's success. So, Julio, I'm disappointed in you. Have your people call my people. We got to have a chat, man. I know people. I'm from Jersey. I know people. Kneecaps. Watch your kneecaps. Watch your thumbs. All right, when we come back, we got the text line. The phone lines are still open, 913-586-7695. I see you, Dan. I need your energy right now. Julio just threw a little haymaker at me. I need to wake up a little bit, so we're going to get to you as soon as we get back.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
At the 2-yard line, a touchdown, walks it off, handoff, Kareem Hunt, right side, powering, he is... Give it time! Touchdown! Kansas City! It's a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt, and the Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated at 8-0. The only unbeaten team in the National Football League. 14 straight wins for the Chiefs Kingdom. That's an all-time Kansas City record and 7th in National Football League history.
Man, I love the energy my brother Mitch Holthus brings to the booth. Great. This is my 5th season as part of the radio broadcast. Dan Israel, Josh Klingler, the rest of the crew, and myself with Mitch. Been an absolute blast. But that energy, that is not manufactured. That is actual energy that Mitch brings. And I love it especially when we have those close games. So shout out to my brother Mitch. Doing what he does, the absolute best in the business in his 31st season in the booth. He actually started my 2nd year in the league as a player, so I've gotten to listen to him, be a part of some of those calls. So fun to be a part of. All right, we got the phone lines, text lines open. This is the Time's Yours segment.
Time's yours.
All right, let's go to Dan. Dan, I need that infusion of energy. What's going on, Dan, in KCK?
Hey, Dane, how you doing? Thank you for the compliments. Yeah, it was a great game, offensive game for the Chiefs. Yeah, Kelce with 100 yards. I know he was kind of upset. And with the fumble, hey, baby, he's human. It'll happen. You know, it doesn't want it to happen. And great game by DeAndre Hopkins, his home opener, 2 touchdowns and 86 yards. And a good job by the Chiefs by shutting down the Buccaneers' running game. I think they will put a full game together this Sunday against the Broncos. And, Dane, what do you think about Todd Bowles not going for 2? Everybody, he got grilled on the Jason Smith and that talk shows. What do you think about that? Take care of yourself.
All right, Dan. Thanks a lot. The 5-hour energy plus Monster plus Ghost plus Red Bull. That's what Dan brings each and every week. I appreciate you, brother. I'm glad you brought that up. I failed to tackle that in the first quarter when we were doing a recap. I have a lot of respect for Todd Bowles. I think he's garnered a lot of respect, has done a lot of great things in the NFL. That That was a dumb move. It was a dumb move not to go for 2 points with 27 seconds left in the game. I don't think it was smart at all, but it's a prime example of what you all have heard me speak about during the broadcast, in the pregame show, and here on Players Only. We, Andy Reid / Patrick Mahomes, have a tendency to force teams, players, coaches, other organizations outside of conventional wisdom just by our presence. We get teams outside of themselves. Perfect example, the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship. You cannot convince me that John Harbaugh took all week to practice up for the AFC Championship and their game plan was to run the ball 6 times. You can't convince me of that. But something about looking across the field at number 15 and Andy Reid gets you outside yourself. Everybody, conventional wisdom, on the road, Monday Night Football, having lost their last two games, 3 of their last 4, 4 of their last 6 games, and at even par at 4-4, with an opportunity to get an absolute jolt and boost to their team, to their organization, get one win, but would feel like 3 or 4 wins by winning it in that fashion, tells you if you're scoring with 27 seconds left in the game, go for the win on the road. And the fact that they did not tells you a lot about the psyche or the reverse psychology that happens with our team versus other teams. It's shown itself time and time again throughout the course of the last 7 years of Patrick Mahomes being here. So, yeah, that wasn't necessarily the smartest move, but we'll take the win. We appreciate you, Todd Bowles. All right, Brandon and Shawnee, what's good? Oh, North Kansas City. Hey.
No, not North Kansas City, man. I'm in Kansas. Hey, man. So, question. So, this came up on, I think, the afternoon show with Alex Gold and Cody. I think Binkley brought it up. There was a hypothetical. What if Spags would have been offered a head coaching job in the offseason? And, you know, and Alex was like, oh, absolutely, he would take it. And Binkley kind of questioned, like, do you think he would really pass up on the chance to get a three-peat? I would love to get your opinion on what you think that mental process would have been. And I have one other thing. My nephew is a freshman in high school, 6A school. He's getting called up tomorrow, been practicing with the varsity, getting called up tomorrow for a playoff game. He may get some varsity playing time, first time all year in a playoff game.
Nice.
I was just wondering if I could get some encouragement or some inspiration or just some advice on what a freshman who might get into a ball game. There's only 3 of them that got called up. And, you know, any input that you have, man, his name's Carter. And it would be appreciated if you could give some input on what someone who was a freshman getting called up to a varsity game should be prepared for, and I'll make sure that he gets that message. Thank you, sir.
Oh, appreciate you, Brandon. Shout out to Carter getting called up and having an opportunity. It's big for obviously any kid in high school to play in the playoffs, but a freshman to be boosted up to varsity, much respect, much props to him. The advice I would give is don't be scared. Don't be nervous. When in doubt, hit somebody in the mouth. That's the game of football. When in doubt, go full speed, play through the whistle, hit somebody in the mouth. If you're playing on special teams, if you get offense, defense, play your butt off, and that's what will show up on tape, and that's what will make the coaches feel confident and thankful that they made that major decision to boost you up to varsity. So if you get 1 chance or 10 chances, go 100%. You can rest all day Saturday if it breaks you down. So shout out to him. I appreciate the call. To answer your question in regards to Spags, I feel like the tone was set on the stage in Las Vegas before the trophy was even touched by Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce on that stage. They were already talking about a three-peat run, and I think that wasn't just spoken to Chris Jones like we saw when Patrick Mahomes was mic'd up on the sideline. It wasn't just spoken to some of the other players that were free agents that could have gone elsewhere. It was speaking to the coaches as well. You can't tell me with the success that we've had, the consistent success that we've had, that there couldn't have been opportunities for a Dave Merritt to move on and possibly be a D coordinator. Let's remember, the hierarchy is head coach, assistant head coach, then the coordinators, et cetera, behind them. So you can move from one team to another, even if you're under.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Contract as a coach if you get a step up. So if you're a defensive line coach and you get to be an offensive coordinator or assistant head coach slash offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator, you can move on and get away from your contract. Did not seem like anyone was remotely interested in moving away from this historical opportunity. So Spags has been around for a long time. I'm sure the opportunities, if they presented themselves during the offseason, they will present themselves again, especially with how we're playing football. But I'm glad he's back. All right, Big T, what's good, man? You and Shawnee, my bad.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Dan, first of all, I'd like to take my hat off to Brett Veach. This is why he's going for the three-peat. He had the best free agent move. D-Hop was a great move. It was the best move of everybody out there. And this is why the Chiefs are going for a three-peat, everybody out there listening. Come on, man. All they do is win. And I want to parlay off what you said about Pat Mahomes, and this is why he should be MVP. Screw Buffalo. Screw that. Who have they beaten? Their victories are Arizona, Miami, Jacksonville, Jets, Tennessee, Seattle, and Miami. Bunch of turds. Come on. They've lost to the contenders, Baltimore and Houston. Screw Buffalo. Their fans barrel roll over the Niagara every year. I get it. But the Chiefs, you know, who do they got left? They got, Pittsburgh and Houston still. Dana, and Buffalo and the Chargers. And that's what it's going to come down to. What teams won 14 in a row? Pat Mahomes, the field general, the king of sling, the best mofo quarterback in the league. He just guides them every week. 14 in a row. That's why he's the MVP. It doesn't matter what your stats look like. It doesn't matter the yards you throw through. It's about W's, and that's all that dude does is win. Buffalo still has KC, San Fran, Rams, and Detroit. You think they're going to win any of those games? Maybe. Who knows? But it's the Chiefs division. We're going to take it. And that's why Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid should be coach of the year, because all they do is win, win, win. And let's go out and kick some donkey ass. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
Yeah, appreciate you, brother, bringing it strong as always. I agree. And that's one thing. I'm glad you brought up that last point. Andy Reid as coach of the year, constantly overlooked. Hopefully this year, hopefully it doesn't take an undefeated season for him to get the props finally. If we wind up losing a game or two, but we still have the number one seed, the fact that we've been able to have this kind of success and stretch, and him, although being in consideration in past years, never really getting to the top or to the pinnacle of that acknowledgement, I feel like this should be the year for him to get that acknowledgement. Well, we're going to tackle a couple of text messages when we come back. We got to go to our final break. We'll tackle some text messages, and we got to talk about these donkeys next.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
All right, we are back for the final segment of Players Only. Appreciate all the texters, the callers, everyone listening out there. We got some great texts. I want to get to this one before we get into the donkeys and what we need to be 9-0 this weekend. From the 913, this is a really cool one. D. Hughes, love your show. Don't recall hearing any females calling in with any questions or comments. They're always welcome, obviously. I have been a big Chiefs fan for over 30 years. I'm a 60-year-old black female who is currently homeless and living in the car. I keep track of the team via radio. I get concerned that the Chiefs develop good players, Tyreek, and let them go for draft picks, then use the draft picks and money to replace them. Not trying to dwell on past decisions, but we previously worked out money contracts to keep some of those players. We have not had current problems with wide receiver and secondary. So, one, a shout out to a person. One, prayers for you to overcome your circumstances, living in the car. Hopefully everything is on the uptick for you. But I appreciate the support from your circumstances and the support of the Chiefs for that many years. You could talk about 30-plus years. You're going back to when I was on the field as well. So we appreciate you. For 913, what's up with Andy not allowing all black cleats? I don't have a problem with it. We saw what Isaiah Likely and what happened with him with black cleats. So if we're going to have white cleats, let's just keep white cleats, keeping it uniform. If you notice that the Chiefs are one of the few organizations that vary off of the original uniform. You don't see very many variances of our uniform. Like while I was playing, we never had anything but white pants with the red piping and yellow piping on the side. We never had the red pants. We didn't do the color blast uniforms. We had a variance slightly with an anniversary uniform and our jerseys and our helmets, but never. We're one of the few organizations that do not vary off of the uniform being what it is. And I appreciate that. So don't need to have black cleats, although we used to have some black cleats or black toes back in the day. All right. The Mahomes stat line is, we already talked about that. You're 100% correct. Chiefs win 15-plus games. Mahomes is the MVP. There you go, Julio. There's a texter that's supporting me. But I will give Julio a shout-out. During the commercial, he said, if we go undefeated, unfortunately, this can't happen, but I get the argument. The defense should be the MVP. I would make a strong argument that this would be the first year internally when they have a player of the year, defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year for the Chiefs internally, that they give the ball to the entire defense. Nobody's really standing out. Everybody is standing out. So I would say that, make that internally. Unfortunately, the NFL would not adopt that. So with that being said, We also have the text line, Mahomes, Kelsey, D-Hop, three Hall of Famers together. I agree. Gotta love Trent. If you go back to the first segment and listening to him, he's real from the 816. I definitely agree with that. I think we have some of the most quality guys. And when I was playing in the NFL, and Marty Schottenheimer used to say, I don't want the best 53 players. I want the best 53 people. And they will become, if they're going to be coachable, they will become the best 53 players that we need. So I ascribe to that as well. And I think that's what we've gotten with Andy Reid and the leadership all the way up the ladder with Brett Veach, Mark Donovan, Clark Hunt, et cetera. We're getting great people to contribute. And we're giving second and third chances to guys that shows you that you can make a mistake and nobody's excusing mistakes. You can make a mistake and you can rejuvenate your career being in a successful organization and be on cloud nine in regards to reaching your goals and reaching the Super Bowl. You don't think DeAndre Hopkins is happy to be here? Yes, he's been happy throughout his career. He's had a great career, a Hall of Fame career, but you don't think that he is ecstatic about being here and being a part of the Chiefs organization? I wish we had the clip of his interview post-game, but he was almost brought to tears talking about being a part of this organization, being a part of this win, being embraced the way he has been embraced. And from the 816, if D-Hop gets one ring, he'll be addicted and want to be back next year along with Hollywood. So, yeah, I agree. I do agree. That is a contagious mindset to be able to have the success and then to taste it and know that you could have an opportunity again the next following season. And I'm sure that played in a large part to a lot of the guys like Mike Dana and others who were free agents that quickly signed Chris Jones, et cetera, that wanted to run it back. So we are very, very fortunate to have those guys. All right, we got the Donkeys coming in town. One of the few 12 noon games of the season. So we got an early Sunday, 12 noon against the Broncos here at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. The Broncos are coming in at 5-4. We are obviously, and I believe, likely every week, unless we lose a game here or there, we are expected to win. We are the favorites of every game this season. We are plus 8 as of now in regards to, I should say Denver is plus 8. We are favored by 8 points in this game. And I don't know about that because we play tight games and I'm not a gambler or anything like that, but I will say the better team is our Chiefs. And at 5-4, the Broncos are playing solid football. They are minus 1 in the giveaway takeaway, so they are better than us. We are minus 4 of the bottom of the league in giveaway takeaway. But they are a top 5, top 7 team in just about every statistical category on the defense side and pretty solid on special teams as well. With a rookie quarterback and Bo Nix, I feel like if we can be successful at confusing Lamar Jackson, confusing Joe Burrow, confusing Baker Mayfield, confusing the great quarterbacks that we've played so far, we should be successful at confusing Bo Nix, and that will equate to a win. Our defense will step up. I expect us to win and have a happy rest of the Sunday. So with that being said, for Julio, the unfair judge, and Danon Hughes here, we are out. Players only. We'll be back next Thursday. Looking forward to being 9-0 at that point. Have a great weekend. Peace. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. You're listening to Players Only with Danon Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.